Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
At the club, Club 1080.
Talking to your doctor about your poop?
The hottest spot north of Milwaukee.
Dick poop.
No one ever throws the hooker anymore.
Yeah, I would agree.
He's not hard, Jason.
Yeah, I would agree.
You like to drink? I like to drink. I'm going to drink the whole show.
So simple, it just might work.
Why are people afraid to swallow?
You're swallowing something that's uncomfortable to swallow.
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
Third of all, on the man.
Classy, classy, classy. Tasty, huh?
Mike. What if someone's
Mike's the worst?
That wasn't me.
What if
someone's that last one wasn't me. Don't blame it.
Mike is the worst.
Don't blame it on me. The last one was Rob. Don't blame it on me.
This, by the way, is 100% true.
Can you believe him?
I was leaving my jiu-jitsu class today, and one of the guys was...
Hi-ya!
I was fighting kids. One of the guys goes, super nice guy. He goes, hey, I caught your show the other day.
Oh, no.
And then there was that weird, awkward pause, and I was like... Oh, as I never know where to go. And I was like, oh, I'm like, that's cool, man. Thanks for listening. And he kind of had this weird look, and you could tell he wanted to say something. And then he followed it up with, I thought it was a sports show. And I was like, yeah. And he goes, when I tuned in, you guys were talking about like legalizing prostitution. And I went, yeah, that's about right. And I had to be like, well, tune back in. I'm like, we do talk about other stuff. And he was like, all right. And I think we've lost him forever. He's like a very sensible man, but I think
that's a hard one to explain.
Yeah, I didn't really.
How do you explain that?
I didn't. I just kind of did the, yeah, it's, you know, yeah, you got
it. Yeah,
me.
But see, here's the thing. you know.
And he was like, he goes,
we do talk about.
And he was like, it sounded like you really were into prostitution, but we're like not. I was like, well, that's just. I'm sorry. I didn't know where to go with it. It was one of those weird, kind of awkward moments where, thanks for listening, but I think he just picked the wrong time to tune in. It's an acquired taste. So someone probably just tuned in for the first time and heard Mike's barrage there.
Horrible.
And now, you know, back to being godless heathens. Frank McFarland sent me another letter. I do not buy that Alex Smith and his whatever that thing is that's dangling below his hip, because I don't believe it's a leg.
Oh, whoa.
It's not. Have you seen that thing? It's not a leg. It's just not.
Show. You talking about his wang?
Yeah, Frank's convinced that I'm still fighting my homosexuality.
Frank McFarlane wrote you again?
Yeah, it's like the fourth one.
Jesus, that guy needs to get a life.
Yeah, I'm not reading him on air anymore.
That's what he wants.
He was pretty complimentary about this one, but his underlying...
He thinks you're gay?
Yeah, and then I'm fighting some
Are you
sort
gay?
Of, well, I...
Not that it matters.
Like 30%, like, well, 33 at the most. But
he's gay.
I think I'm more offended by the fact, not that he thinks I'm gay, it's that if I was gay, he thinks I'd be closeted. I'll tell you right now that if I was gay, I'd be the gayest man in Portland. I'd be leading the damn parade. I'm not even gay, and
wait,
I wouldn't
isn't he
be gay.
Saying that he thinks you're closeted?
Yes, and that's what I'm offended. Not that you think
or
I'm gay.
Or you're a general R word.
Yeah, you're offended that if you were gay, you would not be closeted.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Dude, I'd be a walking rainbow flag. If you invited me to like be the Grand Marshal in the gay parade, right now I would do it, and I'm not even gay. What up? And if I was gay, why would I be closeted? Frank doesn't even know me. Come on, man.
Frank needs to get a life. Frank, get a life. Okay?
Stop with the manifestos. But thank you for the other kind words. He was fairly complimentary on this one, outside of the whole closeted thing. Which I also don't understand
now
why
he's
he...
doing bits.
Yeah, he must be. Plus, he
These
thinks
people just want attention.
Plus, he thinks it's bad to be gay, which, yeah, Frank, gotta grow
yeah,
up, man.
Come on, Frank. Frank sounds like an old white guy.
Yeah, probably. But I did have a
right,
hard
now
time.
Now you're going to get a letter from Frank.
I did have a hard time explaining away the prostitution thing to the guy that tuned in for the first time. I mean,
that's a tough one.
Yeah, it is.
Look, tune in or don't. I don't care.
This text says, Suk, let that guy know if he wants to hear you talk about sports. Tune in from 3:45 to 3:57.
That's true. You're probably going to get a sports section there.
Huh. Although I feel like that segment
not true.
Is more often
yeah.
grab ass because it's like 4 minutes long.
Yeah. It's more, if you really want sports,
yeah.
Hot 5 at 5 for sure.
Yeah.
That's guaranteed.
Yeah.
And then 5:15, we don't mess around.
No,
right
that's,
after
that's,
the.
That's usually the hottest.
Because the boss will yell at us.
Yeah, that's usually some sort of.
It's like the power hour.
Yeah, that's a hot sports topic.
Usually 3:30 is safe as well.
Yeah.
Because 3:15, sometimes you're
we've goofed
extending
off
from the first segment.
We have to eventually get to sports. 3:30 is
so
a good
3:30 and 5:15 are your two biggest sports segments.
That's on him for randomly tuning in. Like, you just can't do that.
Well, if you're told that it's a sports show, you probably should be able to do that if you want to hear about sports.
Yeah. And that's the problem is that people, like, you know, be like, hey, you know, that guy has a radio show. And then someone's like, oh, really? Well, maybe I'll tune in. And then they tune in and then and you're like, ah, damn it. Son of a gun. So,
do you think Frank's trying to ask
you
out?
The kids may vote for the penis. They may. Do I think what?
Do you think he's trying to ask you out?
So Frank is really closeted, thinks I'm closeted.
Because he's accusing you of it. Mm-hmm. It means he is.
And Frank wants to come out with me. Like that sort of thing?
He likes your musk.
You know what? That's a good, devastating plan, Frank. Like I'm going to, but he doesn't give me any chance to reply to him because there's no like, return address or anything. He's just sending me random letters. It's like that song, do you like pina coladas? Like eventually I'm just gonna get like a meet me on the beach or whatever and it's gonna be Frank and then we're gonna have like some sort of like a taster's choice moment between friends, like a Dockers commercial, and then we have like a bromance.
Hey, do you have a few staples, food or otherwise, that are always in your fridge or cupboards?
Oh, absolutely.
Like just always there.
100%.
What are those things for you?
Oh, do you want foods or like condiments? Because it's... There is always sweet chili sauce in my fridge at all times. And I will put it on anything.
Okay.
That like that maw ploy or whatever it's... I think it's...
May ploy.
I cannot live without it. That is always, always in my fridge. There's always, I'm a big beverage guy, so there is always a selection of beverages in the fridge. Like when they start to dwindle, I will make a trip to the store specifically to get beverages. Now that tends to be a little bit of a rotation, but there are 7 or 8 that there will be 3 or 4 of them in my fridge at all times. And oatmeal and sausage are always.
What kind of oatmeal?
Just like the Quaker. It's not the instant oatmeal. It's just the Quaker oats. I make oatmeal probably 4 times a week. I just add like almond milk and then like some cinnamon or whatever. That's
oatmeal.
Yeah.
It's healthy.
It's a good, like if before you're working out, it's like, it's just a good way to kind of start the morning.
I always have Jif creamy peanut butter.
Oh, there you go.
Always.
Really?
I love peanut butter.
No matter what.
No matter what.
Like, if it's not in there, you're freaking out.
Yes. Orange juice for me. I have it every morning.
Huh.
And people will be like, don't talk to me before I've had my coffee. That's orange juice for me. It's really strange. It, like, when I have the first sip of it, I'm like,
Wow.
My morning can begin.
Okay. We're very ritualistic.
Those are the two big ones for me.
Yeah, like, I'm not ritualistic about...
I always try to have bagels, too.
The oatmeal thing is just, it's a standard morning fare. It's most of the time that happens, and then there's always nuts. I love my nuts.
You got mixed nuts?
Always.
You got baby nuts?
Baby nuts. There is always mixed nuts in the house.
These nuts!
I will say that if you came over any time during the year, any day during the
week,
you're
gonna love
my baby nuts.
99% of those things will be in my fridge or my pantry.
A lot of nut drops. Yeah, okay. Interesting.
You?
Also sriracha.
Yeah, me too. Sriracha is a staple for me. And blue cheese. You're gonna get a lot of blue cheese in my fridge, bro.
Yeah?
I put it on everything. I freaking love blue cheese.
I do too, but there's usually not cheese.
It is handy, and there's a backup. Yeah. And sriracha.
Now, do you add sriracha to the blue cheese? Because you should.
I do. Yeah, yeah, I mix them. Yeah. For certain things, I mix them.
Yeah.
Now, for me, I was thinking about this today because I pulled out the nacho cheese Doritos. I was like, oh my God. I swear to God, that is always in our cupboard.
Nacho cheese, and
I don't even know where they. Like, my wife does all the shopping.
Yeah.
But she is unbelievable at keeping that in particular in the cupboard. Like, it's always, there's always a new bag in there, and I don't know how she does it. It's amazing.
So it must be her favorite snack.
I eat them all the time.
Either that or she just knows that you want.
She knows I want them. Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen her eating them. Maybe a few.
You choose the nacho cheese here over the Cool Ranch?
No, it's just what she buys. I don't request things. I just eat what's in there.
You don't request anything?
No.
Fascinating.
No. Every once in a while, she'll ask me, and I'll be like, "Well, I don't know. Maybe something. I don't know. I don't cook, so."
We've only got three blue cheeses in there, so you need to get a fourth.
There's always two, at least.
Always got to have the backup.
And there's a lot of yogurt. I eat a lot of yogurt because I'm healthy as F.
Nacho cheese. Doritos.
I tell you,
they've
got these new yogurts where they have the little it's flavored.
You fold the dumpers,
the Chobani flips.
Yeah. Oh my God, those are so good.
They're terrible for you.
Have you guys had those?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I used
those
to have
amazing.
That for lunch every day, and then realized how bad it was compared to regular yogurt.
They're horrible for you, but they're great. That is
clean life right there. The salted caramel one.
I switched to Have you tried the cookie dough one that's on the shelf?
Yes.
That one's really good.
Yes, I have, Mike.
I switched to the Tillamook yogurt because it has way less sugar in it.
Mm. Well, anyway.
It was just a random thing that popped
in. Well, it did because it got me to thinking. I wonder what other people's things are that are just always in the, like, just staples of, because everybody's different.
Yeah.
So what are everybody's staples? Ours is Cool Ranch Doritos, nacho cheese Doritos. Always in there. She always has those salsa chips too. I forget what the name of it. I never know brands, but
the Juanitas?
Yeah, something like that.
The Juanitas
are amazing.
Dip in salsa.
And they've got multiple flavors.
Yeah.
And then blue cheese and yogurt.
Is that like the thing that you're most like? You're like, I got blue cheese.
Well, I open up the fridge or the cupboard and I just want something to snack on.
Yeah.
I either usually eat a yogurt or chips. And then every once in a while, I get crazy and I start cooking. And I microwave cheese onto
a bed of chips?
Sometimes. That's crazy. That's when I'm getting, like, fancy.
Yeah.
Bougie, you know. Like a tortilla. I just microwave cheese onto a tortilla, and then I dip it in blue cheese, and I'm good to go.
You make, like, a little baby quesadilla.
A darn quesadilla.
My wife, I said,
eat like a five-year-old.
A little bit. If I'm on my own, yes. Yeah. But my wife makes all kinds of great things. I just don't cook, as you know. Like, if I were single, I would eat out 100% of the time.
Yeah.
100%. But I would only eat one meal a day. I'd snack the rest of the time.
You just make the one meal.
Exactly.
Well, he wouldn't make the meal. He would eat it at a restaurant or get it delivered to his house.
Well, like, my lady friend does all the cooking in the house, but when she's not there, then it falls on me. And I will tell you that the kids always, like, if I come home and I start cooking, the first thing that my kids do is come downstairs and they're like, "Where's Ota?" Like, what? There's a panic. They're like, "Why isn't she here? Why is she what are you doing?" There is a nervousness that comes over the house when they see dad over a stove or out on the grill. You know, look, I'm not the worst, but there is a look, it's not the varsity. Like last night I had to cook, and I only have like 8 things that I cook, and so you're gonna get breakfast. You're gonna get hash browns, you're gonna get bacon, you're gonna get sausage and some bad eggs. That's just what you're gonna get out of me. A handful of things, and those are two. Yeah. All those things are usually at the house. Yeah. At any given time, I can cook breakfast or steak. There's going to be a steak and a potato, and there's going to be breakfast foods that I can cook. And if I have to cook, 90% of the time, it's one of those two things.
So you are big on the breakfast for dinner.
Yeah. Yep. Because it's easy. I've got one of those griddles, one of those Blackstones, and I can just throw everything on just in one big pile, and it's just...
This Here, kids, a smorgasbord.
It's true. I just get like a
you
big...
You just make like a giant scrambled eggs with all sorts of meats and stuff.
I was so proud because my son came out before I had a chance to put it on the platter, and he came out and put it all on a tortilla and then just ate it. And I was like, God bless you, son. You understand what's up.
I'm halfway waiting for my wife to test me and throw a bunch of stuff in the fridge and the pantry that I have no idea. Like, she was like, what would you do without a microwave? I'm like, well, I can't cook without a microwave. Oven? What? No. Stove? No. So I'm halfway waiting for her to...
Can you make an egg?
No. I mean, I could. I think
no.
I could. Here's what I would do.
No, you could.
Here's what I would do. You tell me if I'm right. So I know where the pans are. Yeah. I would get out a pan, and I would put it on the burner. I can turn on the burner. Okay?
That's good.
How high?
Halfway.
That's about right.
Okay. So
you
know, then
depends how fast you want to cook it.
I would take a little butter. She has butter sticks in there. I know that.
Okay.
And I will rub a little butter on the pan. And then I will take the egg.
You just rub it?
Yeah. Is that what you do?
do a little rubbins racing.
You could normally like you can put the butter in the middle and then spin it so
God,
it melts
I
all
want,
in circles.
I want you to YouTube.
You don't need to take the stick
I want
and
YouTube
rub it all over the pan. You could.
I would rub it for because that's what real chefs do.
I'm sure they do. You to YouTube yourself.
And then
cooking.
I would take an egg out and I would crack it over the side of the pan.
How many shells are getting into your egg?
And I would drop it into the butter.
And you're just leaving it there?
And then what are you going to do?
At that point, now see, I like over easy.
You're not getting it over easy.
Yeah, I don't think I'm making that.
No,
so,
no.
What would it... So if I left it on there
You're going to end up with a fried egg, I guarantee you.
Fried egg.
Just accept the fact
5 minutes?
Flip it, it'll be a fried egg. If he gets it in time, he could have it over easy.
Nice.
Yeah, I just have to pull it off sooner,
he's
right?
He's burning the hell out of the egg white. Guarantee it. It's going to get that weird...
You're gonna first of all, there's going to be shells in there.
Yeah. I don't like that no faith in me.
Second of all, you're gonna drop the egg where the butter missed, and it's going to get stuck to the pan. So when you try to take it out, you're going to get little parts of it that are stuck to the pan.
See, this is why I don't cook. All these little things. It's stupid.
And I don't know.
I just order something.
And I don't know if anyone else is this way. I can't cook unless I have a beer. Like, it just, it doesn't, it has to happen.
Now, could you make scrambled eggs, Isaac, if you needed to?
That's like the easiest thing.
Scrambled? How would you do that?
Oh, my God.
That's a no.
That's a
no.
What would you do?
Like, I don't.
Do you want the real answer? There's multiple ways to do it.
Well, yeah, I don't know how to...
The way I do it is I would crack, you know, a couple eggs into a bowl. I use a fork and I whisk it to kind of get it all together. I do the same thing where you put the pan on there. I use olive oil instead of butter because it's healthier for you. Put the olive oil in, you put it into the pan, and then you add the cheese a little bit after it starts to coagulate a little bit. Then you mix it all together.
Rob's like, how do you make scrambled eggs?
I'm out.
I'm teaching you and you're out after I said whisk.
Lame. I'll get out.
You also don't even have to whisk. You can pour the eggs into the pan do it with the spatula in the pan.
Not interested.
There are many ways.
I will get out my tortillas and put some cheese on it and melt it and be great.
Toaster.
I'll be done eating.
No, he does it in the microwave.
Yeah, the microwave. I'll be done eating by the time you're whisking your stupid egg.
Whisking the scrambled eggs. Nope, I'm out. Can't do it.
All right. Anyway, we got to go. Boy.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
darn it.
Well, you introduced that at like 6:12.
I did. That's my bad. Okay. So what were we going to do here? Oh.
I don't even remember.
Whitest and blackest states.
Oh, yeah.
next on The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Fan.
Double Sun Power!
Somebody asked, what would happen first? Rob cooks an edible meal or Lynch learns to play golf? That's a great question. And that's pretty close. Because Lynch is never going to golf.
No.
Ever.
It's much easier to learn to cook, but I also know you, and you're never going to learn to cook.
No. Why would I start now?
It's not going to happen. Because even if you were to become single somehow, you, like you said, you would just eat out.
There's plenty of people that are good at it. You know what I mean? I'll just eat their food.
But you don't have to be good at it.
I think the weird thing with this
is... a time thing. I don't care to take the... It's tedious to me.
Is that golf is an activity that is like a hobby and a sport. Cooking is essential. Eating, I suppose, is essential to living.
Not in my world.
So cooking is part of that. I guess for you, golf is essential to living.
So. Very true, Mike. Good point. Where would I be without golf?
Like... Cooking,
will you be dead?
Cooking isn't hard, like, because when I cook, and I mean this, I never use a recipe under any circumstances. I just freestyle it. And it's not, like, you can figure stuff out. Like, it's not...
You don't have to want to, Jason.
No one's confusing me with Bobby Flay.
Also,
but,
the flip side is, you can also just follow a recipe, which is maybe the easiest thing in the history of Earth to
recipe,
do.
Recipe.
Pain in the ass.
Well, I'm saying, there are two ways to look at it. Like, for me, I'm the complete opposite as you. Give me a recipe, I'll make it really well, because I'm really good at following it. But if you tell me, hey, make something out of the fridge, I'll panic, because I don't really know how to do that.
Yeah, I just, like I said, you give me a beer and some tunes, and I don't have, like, that's why I'm saying, like, I need those two things. I always turn on music.
What if it was the Applebee's song on loop?
Oh, God. Maybe I would probably just go to Applebee's. Fancy like?
Yeah, fancy like.
Yeah, I
still jam every time that comes on.
Boy, I think
I'm so mad that you brought it up, because now I see it every time.
It's like, on all the time.
Yeah, and I don't think I ever really noticed it until you brought it up.
Yeah, I hadn't noticed it at all.
Surely you would have noticed it, even if I didn't bring it up, because it's on it all the time and it's catchy as hell.
Is it catchy?
Bougie like.
It is catchy.
Natty in the styrofoam.
The lyrics are awful. The beat is kind of catchy.
Hell yeah.
I find the Charmin Got My Booty Believin'. Very catchy.
That's one of our radio ads.
Yeah,
right?
That's one of the radio ads. I found myself singing that, and then what's the other one? There's another one on here.
Yeah, that Charmin one's great.
Yeah, there's another one on here that's that does a jingle that just gets me hooked every time I hear it. I end up singing.
Well, the George Moreland Plumbing jingles were always.
Yeah, that's always a good one.
That's a great one.
Yeah, the water heater king. There's another one playing on our station right now between the Charmin. Boy, a good jingle. It'll just get right
that
up.
That one always
in there.
Got stuck in my head.
All right, well, we've run out of time to talk about the whitest and blackest states.
We've run out of time for everything. Like, we had 9 segments mushed into one.
Your 9 segments.
That's what we do.
So is your mom.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
low blow.
Oh.
Really going there. Like our
You're so classic.
Listeners. I'm never listening to you again.
Someone said, what's the Food
Do
Network
better.
Show that you would stand the best chance of winning? None. Because I won't follow a recipe.
America's Worst Cooks or whatever it's
Aren't
called.
Aren't those people all high level?
Yeah, those people are like pros.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
I'm not doing
that. I'm not getting on that.
Well, I mean, Worst Cooks in America is the opposite of that.
They have a show called Worst Cooks in America?
Yeah, it's two of the it's two of the Food Network chefs.
I'm a hell of
teaching,
a candidate.
Teaching people who don't know how to cook or are terrible at it to cook.
Really?
And it's a competition show, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it starts with like 10 people. Yeah. Each person has five or
Maybe
on their
this
team.
Is my big break.
There you go. You could do that.
I'm a prime candidate for that.
I don't know if you would put in the effort to actually like apply for the show
nothing.
And record a video showing you being bad.
Yeah, true. There would be nothing to show. Or I could show a video of me making my awesome cheese tortillas. And then they'd be like, oh my God, he's applying for the wrong show.
But you don't even...
He belongs with Giada De Laurentiis.
You don't
First
even,
thing you would say, I put blue cheese on everything.
But you don't even grill your quesadilla.
He sticks it in the microwave.
Why aren't you... That's fine, but at least put it on the grill to get some crisp.
He doesn't know how to do that.
Oh, I could do it. It's just a pain in the ass.
You could not do it. You would burn the tortilla.
No,
I've done that before. But it's just a pain in the ass. It takes too long. It's 1 minute, dude. I am in and out of two places fast. One, the bathroom. Two, the kitchen.
Yeah.
In and out.
I guess.
It's not... and driving. I like to be out of the car. Three places. If I'm in the car, I want to be out as fast as I can.
Four places, the bank.
Four, the bank! The car, the bank, the kitchen, the bathroom.
Rob does everything fast. His
All tedious.
Very tedious.
All right, here's Mike with sports.
Getting a little salty over there?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On 1080, The Fan.
Double Sun Power!
All right, well, we've blown through it all tonight. Stop sign after stop sign. We just keep rolling through.
Yeah.
And we don't learn our lesson. We have not been ticketed. And here we are with another.
Yeah, it's time to go.
Lost segment. It's time to go. We got to go get your brother in here.
It's like that train ad. And we're the dude that's just running through the warning signs. By the way, isn't it amazing that we have to run those ads because people keep getting hit by trains? Like,
how many times have we talked about this?
So many, and yet, like, there's a new. It must be, like, a reoccurring thing because I haven't heard these in a while. And now all of a sudden, I hear the train ads all the time, telling people to not get hit by trains. It blows my mind that we need to advertise, don't get hit by trains. It's like, don't get hit by an airplane. You would think it's just common sense, but apparently it's not.
Apparently it's not.
No.
Those nuclear bombs sneak up on you.
It's a million-pound train coming at you, but apparently people want to run into them. Oh, and that other jingle that I was that I couldn't think of, the Mako ad.
Sing it.
That one gets me.
Which one's that? Mako. Better get Mako.
Yeah, but it's
better get Mako.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, it's like something if your car goes,
yeah.
Better get Mako. Gets me every time, and then I find myself singing along. Damn Mako ad. When life throws you
That's right. Yeah, when life throws you
you better get Mako.
Good stuff.
I've never used Mako. I don't know if I ever will, but I love your damn jingle. It's still not as good as if you have a structured settlement and you need cash now.
Call J.G. Wentworth, 877-CASH-NOW.
Greatest commercial of all time. I don't have a structured settlement, but if I did, I'd call J.G. Wentworth because I know the number.
877-CASH-NOW.
In fact, if I ever get arrested, I may have to call J.G. Wentworth because it's the one number that I know. That in my local Chinese restaurant.
What would J.G. say to you? He'd be like,
I'm like, look, I don't have a structured settlement, but I need some help. It's either that.
The worst one that gets stuck in your head, I don't know if you guys have heard this because this is where I played where I grew up. Is 1-877 cars for kids.
Oh yeah,
KARS cars for kids. Yeah,
apparently people have a bunch of cars just sitting around. They're like, give them to the kids.
I don't know that one.
It's so weird and awful, but it's catchy.
Yeah, they want you to donate your car to the kids.
Well, I feel like you do get to that place with cars where you're like, I just want to donate it.
Give it
like,
away.
I don't even. They rely on your laziness.
Yeah,
You could probably get something for. I mean, even scraps or parts or whatever.
Sure.
But nobody wants to go through that.
Yeah, you're just like, whatever, here.
Well, here.
Yeah, give it to the kids.
Yeah, I feel better about my life now. I'm helping.
Yeah, cars for kids.
Farmers only. Yeah. You don't have to be lonely at farmersonly.com.
That was very close to the drop, by the way.
Was it?
Because Suk joins about 3 seconds in.
You don't have to be lonely.
Reversed.
At farmersonly.com.
All right, we should probably break now before we blow through another one.
This is when you normally break anyway.
What are some more jingles we're missing?
No, I'm not.
Nobody's
talking
listening anyway.
What about the Shaq ads with the general?
Oh yeah.
Was that?
Is there a jingle in that?
I think so.
I don't know if there is or not. I just know that he's always in there with the weird cartoon general. Like, they can't find it's an old man with a mustache.
Maybe the carpet one that plays on.
The day.
Empire.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's always that one that, you know. I can't remember how that one goes, but if you heard it, you would immediately join in.
Empire.
Yeah, something about it. And the guy rolls out the cartoon carpet.
All right, you're right. Let's get out of here. John wraps it up next on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
Big Bad John.
Yeah, the general one is, for a great little reason, yeah. Get on mine, go to the general and save some time. Remember that?
That's I do right. Remember that one, yeah.
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
There you go.
By the way, I would do very little for a Klondike bar.
And yes,
bar.
We remember the Red House. Do we have the Red House, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, that goes without saying.
It does. But
oh, my gosh. I haven't heard the Red House in a long time.
It is somewhere.
House, it's somewhere. We got to find
where
it.
Where white people and black people buy furniture.
Red
House,
where
black people and white people buy furniture.
Do you think if the Red House, and I don't know if they still are around, but you know they were big into bringing people together with that jingle, right?
Yes,
they're still around.
So do you think if the Red House was still around and they wanted to sell furniture in 2021, do you think it would be we're the vaccinated and the unvaccinated buy furniture?
I don't think those two groups can coexist. You think we have racial problems, man? The vaccinated and the unvaccinated.
Where the Proud Boys and the Antifa buy furniture.
That's the two. If you can get them to agree on a reasonably priced couch, now you've got something.
If any place can get them to get along, wouldn't it be the Red House Furniture?
Furniture's universal.
I would think so.
Like, I don't.
Right? I mean, Proud Boys and Antifa probably both need sensibly priced furniture, right?
Where do you think, like, everybody needs furniture, right? Everybody needs a couch. Do you think, like, is buying a couch at a furniture store the number one way to obtain a couch? Or is it, like, Craigslist or, like, one of those free on the side of the road? It's, like, hey, this is a free couch. What do you think? How do you rank the ways to get a couch?
Well, it depends on age. Like, up until, like, buying a couch, I think, is a coming of age sort of thing. Like, when you buy your first new couch, I think that's like a real sign that you're grown up. Like you're on track to have like a wife and a kids and a career, and you buy a couch. Because before that, you just drive around and you get a couch.
Couches like before that age, couches are like pens. They're just around.
Yeah, you just find one.
When Heather and I got married, we had a friend of ours in from our church gave us a couch. And that was our couch for like the first 10 years we were married.
Yeah.
And so we were 10 years deep before we went to a furniture store and bought a couch. And I will agree with you. That's a hell of a thing. Like, you feel grown up when you're going to buy a couch.
You do, but you also get sticker shock.
I know, because you're used to couches like being 7 cents.
And then you're like, wait, what? Like,
huh? What is happening?
You know what else does that, Rob? Have you ever gone and bought the bedroom set?
Oh yeah. We've never really had a full matching set because of that.
Yeah, we'll go get a bedroom set. It's like $2,800. You're like, what?
Yeah.
I'm sleeping on the floor.
I know. A joke.
The worst. So, outside of that, like, have you guys ever gotten a couch from like? Have you ever done the free couch from the side of the road? Have you ever done that?
Not for 20.
Like in college.
Yeah, in college,
probably
all the time, man. Yeah. In college, like we don't have Goodwill in Provo. They have Desert Industry, which is like the Mormon version of that. And it's like on Wednesday night where people put out the good stuff. And me and my neighbor, she had a big truck. We used to just drive around the really nice neighborhoods up on the mountain on Wednesday nights, and we would just take their donations. We're like, they're donating them anyways. Why not donate them to us? I think I got every piece of furniture, and because I moved so much, I think I lived like 11 or 12 places in my time at BYU. I constantly needed new things. Every piece of furniture I got came from there.
Yeah, and we've told the story, I think, before, but our old man, he got a free couch from his office once. They were remodeling the office, and they were giving away the couch in the lobby, and they brought it into the building, like, through the window when they were building the building.
Yeah, the crane.
Yeah, they couldn't get it out through the hallway. It was too long. So he wanted it, and he dragged Jay and I to the building, and we took it out onto the roof, and tied ropes to it and lowered it down to the street so that he could have a freak out.
And it was one of, like, those weird, like, multicolored, like, art deco white and green and pink, like something out of the Golden Girls.
I just saw something the other day on the news. They got these, like, sheet, tucky sheet things you throw over them now that make them look brand new.
Yeah.
Those are great. I wish I would have invented that. All right. Have a good night.
All right. See you guys.
Did he say goodbye? I couldn't hear. Mike was talking to me. Is he still there?
He said goodbye.
Oh. Bye.
We'll be back tomorrow.
We love you.
Goodbye.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
If you pull harder, you're just going to rip something important out.
Okay.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.